Hallelujah, 各位长子弟兄姐妹慕道朋友大家平安。
And hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters, friends and ministers.
今天下午这一节我们要来举行洗脚礼。
And for this afternoon, we are going to conduct the foot washing sacrament for the first part.
真耶稣教会有三大圣礼是按照这个圣经。
And in the true Jesus Church, we have three major sacraments that are conducted according to the instructions of the Bible.
第一个典礼就是洗礼。
The first sacrament is water baptism.
早上我们去伯勒比的一个海边，已经替八位新受洗的童龄施洗。
And this morning we have gone to Burnaby, and by the lake we have conducted water baptism for 8 new members.
这次啊，总共有四个成年人、一个小孩、三个婴孩来受洗。
And so this time we have 4 adult members, 1 infant, and 3 babies.
他们在海里奉主耶稣基督圣名接受了洗礼，按照圣经的应许，迎葬罪洗干净。
And in the living waters, under the witness of the Holy Spirit and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they have washed away their sins by the blood.
这是得救的第一步。
And that is the first step of receiving salvation.
这是按照圣经所说的从水生出来。
And it is done according to what the Bible has instructed us to be reborn out of water.
他们的灵命是新的了。
And so they have a brand new spirit.
现在回到教会了，马上我们要执行这个洗脚礼。
And now that we have returned back to the church, we're going to conduct the foot washing sacrament for them.
为什么要接受洗脚礼呢？
And why is it that we need to receive foot washing?
我们就来看一看约翰福音的第十三章。
Let's all turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
我们请读第一节到第八节。
And Gospel of John, chapter 13.Verse 1 to verse 8. Verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Verse 3.Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. Verse 4. He rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. Verse 5. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he had girded. Verse 6. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him,Lord, are you washing my feet too? Verse 7, Jesus answered and said to him, What I'm going to do, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Verse 8, Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. But Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
洗脚礼的最重要的意义就是在第八节。
So over here, we see that the main significance of foot washing is in verse 8.
也是洗脚礼的功效。
And it also carries with it efficacy.
就是说要与主有份。
That is to have part with the Lord Jesus.
所以说当天晚上吃饭吃到一半就起来要洗门徒的脚。
And we see how at the feast of the Passover, Jesus arose before supper to wash their feet.
犹太人是有洗脚的这个习惯。
And as we know, the Jewish people, they do have the custom of foot washing.
但是他们的这个习俗呢是自己洗自己的脚。
But however, according to the traditional custom, they wash their own feet.
不会随便帮别人洗脚的。
They do not casually wash another person's feet.
除非你是一个奴隶。
Unless you're a slave.
没有身份的，最卑微的那一个人。
That you're of the lowest social status.
你的主人的脚很臭，很脏。
Then the feet of your lord, the master, is very dirty and filthy.
就会叫他过来帮他洗一洗。
Then the master will call the servant to come and wash his feet.
除此之外啊，平常朋友之间、老师学生之间，或者是同辈之间，绝对不会帮别人洗脚。
Other than that, among the peers or even among teachers and students, they do not wash each other's feet.
所以可以看出来，主耶稣这个洗脚啊，跟风俗一点关系都没有。
So therefore, it is very clear that the foot washing that Jesus is conducting over here is not a traditional custom.
彼得很清楚。
So Peter, he understood it very clearly.
彼得的年岁啊，比那个时候比主耶稣还大一点。
Because Peter, he is much more elderly in age compared to Jesus.
他很有经验，他知道。主耶稣这样帮我洗脚，我是不配的。
And Jesus was very experienced in life, And he knew that for Jesus to wash his feet, that is not correct.
第一主耶稣是我的老师。
Because first Peter thought to himself that Jesus was his teacher.
我是他的门徒。
And that he is the disciple.
他怎么可以帮我洗呢?
So how can the teacher wash the student's feet?
第二主耶稣是神成为肉身来到世上。
And also secondly, Jesus is God in flesh.
他怎么可以帮我洗脚呢?
How can this God wash my feet?
所以彼得就问主耶稣。
So therefore Peter asked Lord Jesus,
你真的要帮我洗脚吗?
That are you truly going to wash my feet?
第八节说，彼得说，你永远不可以洗我的脚。
And in verse 8, Peter said that you shall never wash my feet.
他要拒绝了。
And then again, he rejected Jesus.
那主耶稣怎么讲?
But what did Jesus answer him?
如果我不洗你,
Jesus said that if I do not wash you,
你就跟我无分了。
You have no part with me.
就凭这句话。
Just by this verse alone,
我们知道洗脚礼是让我们与主耶稣有份。
We know that foot washing sacrament is to allow for us to have a part with the Lord Jesus.
如果你拒绝了不让耶稣洗你的脚。
And if you rejected Jesus' request of foot washing,
或是信了主很久了没有被主耶稣洗脚。
Or after you have believed in Jesus for a long time, but you did not get your feet washed,
跟主没有份了。
Then you really have no part with Jesus.
什么叫没有份呢?
What does it mean to have no part?
就是没有永生。
It means that you have no part with eternal life.
没有福气了。
You have no blessings.
没有永远的盼望了。
You do not have eternal hope.
彼得为什么跟随主?
So why did Peter follow after Jesus?
就是要得永生。
The main reason is to attain eternal life.
所以说，如果我不洗你，你就跟我无份。
Jesus said that if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
哇，彼得就很紧张了。
Then Peter became very nervous.
哇，那我不单止我的脚了，全身你都帮我洗。
Then Peter said that, oh, please wash me all over, not just my feet.
不用不用，洗脚就可以了。
But Jesus says that is fine. You just need to get your feet washed.
第十节。
Verse 10.
凡洗过澡的人。
That he who is bathed.
只要把脚一洗。
Needs only to wash his feet.
全身就洁净了。
Then he will be completely clean.
洗澡代表预表说我们去洗过礼了。
And so over here, bathing refers to water baptism.
洗完你回来了，回到教会。
That after you have finished water baptism,
我们再把脚一洗。
Then you wash your feet.
让我们与主有份。
So that completely you will belong to the Lord.
这个是洗脚里的奥秘性。
So that is the mystery behind foot washing.
没有的解释的。
It cannot be explained.
只能够凭信心接受。
You can only receive it with your faith.
连彼得当时候都不明白。
Even Peter at that point did not understand.
主耶稣说你也不会明白，以后你就会明白了。
And Jesus understood him and said that I know you do not believe it now, but in future you will understand.
第七节。
Verse 7. Jesus said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now. But you will know after this.
很多事情我们不明白为什么。
So indeed, it is true we do not understand a lot of things right now.
凭信心去接受。
But with our faith, we will receive the instruction.
所以等一下，圣职人员会帮我们八位新受洗的这位同龄们，奉耶稣的名被你洗脚。
So after this, we will have the ministers washing the feet of the newly baptized members in the name of the Lord Jesus.
表面上好像是圣职人员帮你洗。
So on the surface, it seems as if your feet are being washed by the ministers.
他是奉耶稣的名洗你的。
But however, it is being done and conducted under the name of the Lord Jesus.
是主耶稣帮你洗。
So in the spiritual sense, Jesus is washing your feet.
所以我们介绍的时候，心里面又很感激啊，主耶稣你那么爱我。
So as we are going through the sacrament, let us come with a heart of thanksgiving and to ponder upon the love of Jesus.
不单洗净我的罪,
that Jesus not only washed away my sins,
还给我与你有份,
he also allowed me to have the privilege to have a part with Jesus.
那么洗脚里呢, 也有很多宝贵的教训。
And also, foot washing carried with it many teachings.
我们讲几点。
And let's raise a few points.
第一点,
first,
就是要陈明主耶稣的爱。
And that is to expound upon the immense love of the Lord.
十三章第一节。
Chapter 13,
verse 1.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come and that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
这里告诉我们主耶稣爱门徒。
So here it says that Jesus loved his disciples.
他什么时候爱呢?
When did he begin his love?
主耶稣在快要离开世界归父的时候，还在爱属他的人。
That prior to his departure from this world, Jesus still loved the disciples.
他快要去钉十字架了。
He was going to be crucified.
他还想到门徒。
He still think about his disciples.
今天你生病的时候，你会想到别人吗？
So today, when you're sick, would you think of any other people?
你躺在医院剩半条命，你会关心别人吗？
And if you're lying in the hospital, half dead, who will you be thinking about?
可能那个时候都不会。
Perhaps you won't think of anyone else.
主耶稣很爱我们。
But Jesus loved us dearly.
快要钉十字架了，他还想到那些门徒。
He was almost going to be nailed on the cross, yet he's still thinking about his disciples.
叫做妈妈，妈妈不会忘记自己的孩子的。
Just like a mother who will never forget her child.
自己身体不舒服，还会想起孩子。
And even though she may be very sick and ill, she will still think about her children.
第二，这里告诉我们神的爱，主耶稣的爱是什么的爱。
So over here it described the love of Lord Jesus.
这里说他既爱世间属自己的人。
Here he loved his own who were in the world.
神的爱有两个层次。
So there are two levels of love from God.
第一就是神爱世人。
First, God loved the entire world.
就神爱地球上每一个人。
That is to say, his love covers every single person in the world.
每一个人都可以享受神创造的阳光。
Because everyone has the privilege to enjoy the sunshine that God gives.
啊，你看太阳在外面打球，每个人都可以晒到太阳。
That when you are playing a game or a ball game in the park, everyone has free access to the sun.
抢匪在做坏事，一边抢一边也有太阳照着。
And even when the robbers are robbing in bright daylight, the sun is still shining down on them.
你在教会聚会到一半，太阳还是照着你。
And that you're here sitting in the chapel for service, the sun is shining upon you too.
这种爱呢，就是普及性的。
So this kind of love is very general. It covers a broad area.
给你太阳，给你空气，给你水。
So God provided sunshine for you, air, and also water.
也希望每一个人都可以得救。
And he also desired that every single soul to be saved.
但是呢，这里说主耶稣既然爱世间属自己的人。
Here it says that Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world.
这种爱呢是更深一层的。
And this kind of love go to a deeper level.
因为他是属我自己的。
Because these people belong to my own.
是我的儿女。
They are my children.
所以我爱他。
That is why I love them.
超过其他没有属我的人。
I love them more than all those people who are not belonging to me.
主耶稣爱门徒。
So Jesus loved his disciples.
主耶稣今天也爱你跟我。
So Jesus today loved you and me.
没有说主耶稣爱世人。
It is true, Jesus do love the whole world.
他更爱那属他的人。
But even more so, he loves us much, much more than people out there.
这是你跟我了。
And that is you and me.
这里也讲到说主耶稣爱他们到底。
And here it says that Jesus loved them to the end.
什么叫做爱到底？
What does it mean to love to the end?
爱到底就是不改变的。
And that is a love that never change.
爱到最后一刻。
And it loved right to the last moment.
爱到最深的一个角度。
And that the love goes so deep that it covers all corners.
我们人的爱都很浅。
And in fact, human love is very shallow.
我们很容易说我爱你，你爱我。
We can pay lip service and say I love you with all my heart.
是外国，这里西方的啊，就很容易说我爱你啊，你爱我。
Especially in the Western culture where people are so romantic, they express their love freely by saying I love you.
但是呢，可能过几个礼拜了，哦，认识新的比你更漂亮的，我不爱你了，对不起。
But after a few weeks later, a prettier face come along and they will say I'm sorry, I'm moving on.
你老了，我不爱你了。
Or now that you are old and ugly, I cannot love you anymore.
你破产了，我不爱你了。
Or now that you are bankrupt, so I'm sorry, I got to leave you.
很多人一开始爱，但是没有爱到底。
So it is true how all these people, they started in the beginning with love, but it cannot last to the end.
那主耶稣的爱就是爱到底。
But the love from Jesus lasts right to the end.
虽然门徒很多人软弱。
So even though the disciples are very weak,
常常吵架。
They are always quarreling.
甚至有一个门徒要出卖主耶稣。
And even one of them wanted to betray Jesus.
主耶稣都想用他的爱去挽回他。
So even knowing this, Jesus wanted to get his disciple back.
去洗他的脚，要感动他，希望他可以改变。
To wash the feet of this betrayer, hoping that his heart would turn back.
有没有想过？
Have you thought about this?
谁会洗你的脚？
Who will ever wash your feet?
我们在座的，你的脚，有谁洗过你的脚？
So for all of us present, who has washed your feet?
应该是只有妈妈。
I think only your mother does.
忘记了，洗的时候太小了，忘记了。
You probably have forgotten because you were too young.
长大了，就没人会洗你的脚了。
But once you're old and adult, no one will ever wash your feet.
直到有一天你来洗礼了。
Until one day when you come for water baptism,
主耶稣再次洗你的脚。
Then Lord Jesus once again wash your feet.
好像你妈妈爱你一样，超过你父母爱你。
Just like the mother's love extended to you, but in fact it is more than any parent's love.
不要忘记我们的脚，主耶稣都洗过。
So do not forget that all of our feet are being washed by Jesus.
所以我们要纪念主的爱。
So we have to remember the love of Jesus.
第二点。
The second point.
洗脚礼啊，教训我们要有过一个谦卑、彼此服侍的生活。
That the teaching of foot washing sacrament is to teach us to lead a humble and simple life.
因为主耶稣啊也很谦卑。
Because Lord Jesus, he is a very humble man.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4. He rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself.
第五节。
Verse 5. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he had girded.
主耶稣这个动作，门徒真的是很 surprise， 觉得很奇怪，为什么他会这样
？And of course, the disciples were very surprised with the action of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣怎么样洗脚的
？How did Lord Jesus wash the feet？
离席。
And that he get up from his seat.
本来老师啊，有一个老师的座位的。
And at first, he has his own seat as the teacher.
一个桌子吃饭，也有主人的座位。
And of course, as we know in the table, there is the seat of the master or the host.
这个座位代表你的身份。
And that represent your status.
他离开了。
But he left.
他不再是老师了。
He is no longer the teacher.
不再是主人的身份。
He is no longer the master.
脱去衣服。
So he laid aside his garments.
衣服也代表他的外表。
So the garments also represent his status.
脱去了。
So Jesus removed it.
你看一个人穿什么衣服，你大概晓得他是怎么样。
So today, when you look at a person and you look at how the person is dressed, you can kind of guess where he comes from.
对不对？你看旅馆里面，哦，这个是侍应，哎，这个穿的不一样了，这个是经理。
And that if you go to a hotel, you see someone dressed like a waiter, while the other one dressed like a manager.
啊，小兵是一条啊。
Or even the soldier.
高级一点的两条，有新的。
They have different rankings, whether they're lieutenant or they're sergeant.
但是你去游泳池游泳啊，大家都脱光了，哎呀，大家都长得一样。
But if you go to the swimming pool, everyone is wearing their bathing suit. Everyone looks the same.
衣服代表你的身份。
So in fact, clothing or uniform represent a certain level of status.
所以说也把他的身份呢拿走了。
So here we see how Lord Jesus put aside his status.
然后呢，拿一条毛巾束腰。
And then Jesus took a towel and then he tied it around his waist.
好像个仆人的样子。
And so he's taking the form of a servant.
所以说本来是最高的。
In fact, Jesus was at the highest status.
他现在为了要服侍我们，
but now,
他变成最低的。
In order for him to serve us, he took the most lowliest status.
所以我们以后信了主之后，
so therefore, after we have believed in the Lord,
要学习主耶稣。
We have to learn from Lord Jesus.
在教会里面，我们当仆人。
Because in the church, let us come as a form of servant.
服侍主耶稣。
And that we're ready to serve Jesus.
服侍弟兄姐妹。
And we're ready to serve all brothers and sisters.
主耶稣的谦卑给我们很好的榜样。
And we see the humility of Jesus as a fine example for us all.
第三点哦。
And the third point.
洗脚礼告诉我们，提醒我们圣洁的道理。
That foot washing sacrament reminds us of the teaching of holiness.
我们来看这个第十节哦。
Let's look at verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10, Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you.
主耶稣最后这句话很重要，很有要我们警醒。
And over here, this verse from Lord Jesus bring about a sense of alertness.
主耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人。
He says that all those who are bathed.
刚好我们解释过了，你洗礼过了，都洁净了。
We mentioned earlier, as long as you are baptized, you are completely clean.
洗过脚了，你全身也洁净了。
And after you have your feet washed, you are totally clean.
但是呢，主耶稣加一句话。
But then Jesus added another point.
你们是干净的。
That all of you are clean.
这十二个门徒。
And that is all the disciples.
但是呢，不都是干净的。
But then not all of you are clean.
这句话很重要。
That is a very important verse.
你们就是整体性的，这个门徒这十二个人是干净的。
So it says that you are clean. This you refers to all 12 disciples as a complete whole.
虽然很多软弱, 但是还是干净的。
So even though they may have weaknesses, but on the whole, they are all clean.
但是有一个不干净。
But there's one of them who is not clean.
所以就说你们不都是干净。
That's why Jesus says that, but not all of you are clean.
为什么有一个不干净呢?
Why is it that one of the disciples is not clean?
就是那个犹大。
And that guy is Judas.
他要卖主耶稣。
Because he has a desire to betray Jesus.
我们看13章。
Let's look at chapter
13. 第二节。
Verse 2. And supper being ended, the devil already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus.
这里告诉我们一个人的败坏是从什么时候开始的。
So here it says that the downfall of a person, and when did it start?
是从心开始的。
It started from their heart.
心败坏了。
When the heart goes bad, the whole person goes bad.
心怎么败坏呢?
And how does the heart goes bad?
撒旦就好像一只苍蝇一样。
And the devil is like a dirty fly.
他很小啊, 一个意念, 放到你心里面。
And that he just need to plant this little evil thought into your mind.
就好像苍蝇啊, 把沾过大便的那个脚啊, 放到你的那个蛋糕上面。
And just like a fly who has his feet in the dirt, and then it will transport the bacteria into your cake.
一点点而已哦。
Just a little bit of bacteria.
但是后来就发酵了，就败坏了。
But that little bit of dirt is like yeast that will cause the whole dough to rise.
所以不洁净是从心开始的，心不洁净。
So if your heart is not clean,
行为就开始不洁净了。
Then your conduct will become dirty as well.
所以每一次我们听洗脚礼的道理。
That is why every time when we come to listen to foot washing sacrament and the teachings, it is very true that all of us are clean on the whole.
是不是都洁净呢?
But is every single person clean?
我会不会是那一个有点不洁净的那一个?
Am I that one person who may be unclean?
我最近的行为有没有让我不洁净?
And my recent conduct and deeds, are they on the wrong way?
我最近看的东西有没有让我不洁净?
And the things or the media that I have watched recently, are they unclean?
我最近去的地方有没有让我不洁净?
And the places that I have visited lately, are they unclean as well?
所以洗脚礼提醒我们,
so therefore, foot washing sacraments serve to remind us
要过圣洁的生活,
that we must lead a holy life.
因为这个脚啊, 主耶稣也洗过了。
Because this feet has already been washed by Jesus.
我们不可以用这个脚来乱跑。
So we cannot carry our feet to all the filthy places in the world.
要把这个脚弄得很干净。
We must keep our feet clean all the time.
像刚刚在沙滩,
just like when we were on the beach earlier.
有下水的人都知道,
and people who have gone into the water, they all know.
你没有穿鞋子, 那个脚一下子就很多沙子, 很多灰尘。
That if you do not wear any shoes, and if you walk on the beach, your feet will become dirty right away.
马上要给它洗脚。
And right away, you must wash your feet clean.
把那个尘, 灰尘, 擦走。
So that you can wash away all the sand.
现在我们洗碗, 洗完你了。
And now that we have completed the water baptism,
但是我们的脚还走在世界,
but our feet are still walking in this world.
每天都会遇到很多的污染,
every day it will come into contact with filthy things.
怎么办?
What do we do?
我们要常来教会,
we must often come to church,
常常听道理,
often come to listen to the word of God,
常常祷告,
and we must always pray.
主耶稣的话, 主耶稣的圣灵, 就好像水一样, 洗我们的行为, 洗我们的脚。
So that the word of God and also the Holy Spirit is like a living water that will continue to cleanse us.
那个脚啊, 是身体最容易脏的地方。
Because the feet is the part of the body that gets dirty all the time.
啊, 最容易臭的地方。
And it's a place, and it's a part of the body that stinks all the time.
小孩子啊, 一两岁开始啊, 脚就开始臭了。
And if you look at the little kids, when they're 1 or 2 years old, 啊, their feet start to stink.
啊, 现在还香的, 但开始会出汗, 就开始臭了。
But now they are babies, their feet still smells good, but when they start to sweat, then you know it stinks.
开始会跑来跑去啊，脚都脏。
When the little kids start to run around, then their feet get dirty.
我们想想，我们的脚有没有干净。
So think about it, are our feet clean?
最后一点。
And the last point.
洗脚礼提醒我们要接纳，要饶恕这个道理。
Foot washing sacrament also teaches us the teaching of forgiveness and to accept one another.
主耶稣是洗门徒的脚。
True, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
这个脚是身体很脏的那个部分。
And true, the feet is the dirtiest part of the body.
如果你对那个人没有爱心,
so if you do not love another person,
你对那个人没有接纳的话,
and if you do not accept the other person,
你很难去洗他的脚。
It's very hard for you to wash his feet.
那为什么父母可以洗儿女呢?
So therefore, why can parents wash their children's feet?
父母可以接纳儿女的这个软弱。
Because the parents, they can accept the weaknesses of their children.
可以饶恕儿女的这个过错。
And they can forgive the transgressions of their children.
我们平常不会帮别人洗脚。
And usually, on a normal circumstance, we will not wash people's feet.
但是主耶稣说是叫我们彼此洗脚。
But yet Jesus over here says that we must wash one another's feet.
十四节。
Verse 14. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
所以主耶稣说这个彼此洗脚，这不是洗脚里的洗脚，是一个教训性的这个洗脚。
So therefore, over here, when Jesus says that you wash one another's feet, it refers to a level of education.
因为主耶稣洗脚里的是主耶稣洗彼得，彼得没有洗回给主耶稣。
It's because when Jesus washed the feet, he washed the feet of Peter, but Peter did not wash the feet of Jesus back in return.
所以洗脚里的洗脚呢是只有一次。
So it is a one-way traffic. It is only done once.
耶稣洗门徒。
And that is Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
与主有份。
So that you have a part with the Lord.
一次就够了。
And that is only needed to be done once.
彼此洗脚呢就是教训性。
But however, if you wash one another's feet, it is a way to forgive one another.
必要的时候可以做，但最重要是个精神。
And it can be done when it's necessary, but what is more important is the teaching behind it.
以前有一个人来到我家里。
And in the past, I had a visitor who came to my home.
他穿那个球鞋。
And he came with his sneakers.
他不好意思脱鞋。
And he was quite shy to remove his shoes.
没关系啊，可以脱。
And I told him, it's fine, just remove your sneakers.
他有点那种尴尬的样子。
And he was quite embarrassed.
没关系啦，可以脱。
And I said, oh, no, don't worry, it's fine.
真的可以脱。
And he said, are you sure?
脱了。
Okay, so he removed his shoes.
一脱我后悔了。
And then once he removed his shoes, I regretted what I said.
我整个家都是臭脚的味道。
Because now the whole room is full of the fragrance from the feet.
他马上自己也不好意思跑去厕所。
So he was so embarrassed, he quickly ran into the washroom.
在浴缸里面洗他的脚。
And then he tried to wash his feet in the powder room.
我想说如果要我帮他洗脚也是那个味道也是很重的。
And then I think to myself, if I were to wash his feet, it must stink pretty bad.
其实每个人脚都臭。
So in fact, all of our feet does smell to a certain extent.
你不相信，回去，今天晚上回去，袜子脱掉，马上闻一下。
If you don't believe me, go home tonight, remove your socks and smell your own feet.
臭的程度而已了，多臭。
It's just a level of the smell that comes from it.
代表我们每一个人都有行为不好的时候。
So it represents that all of us do have weaknesses from time to time.
都有软弱。
We do become weak.
所以彼此洗脚，这彼此饶恕。
So when we wash one another's feet, we are forgiving one another.
你的脚臭，你的脚臭，没关系，我接纳你。
It's true, your feet is stinking, but I do accept you.
我的脚臭，你也接纳我，你也帮我洗。
And then my feet stinks as well. You also accept me back in return.
彼此的接纳。
So we accept one another.
你要帮他洗，你要靠近他才有办法帮他洗啊。
And in order to wash another person's feet, you got to draw close to that person.
主不是说你们彼此叫别人洗脚。
And Jesus did not tell us to give lip service to this.
你去帮他洗。
But rather in action, you do draw close to wash the person's feet.
对啊，信了主之后啊，难免的信徒之间一定有摩擦的。
Because after we believe in the Lord, it is only natural that we will have strife.
有人会跟你讲错一句话，说不定。
Some people will offend you.
或是做了一些让你不高兴的事情。
Or they may do things that are not pleasing to you.
没有关系的。
But it is fine.
人本来就是软弱。
So look beyond that because we are all weak.
我的脚也是臭啊。
My feet stinks.
所以我们学习主耶稣。
So let's learn from the Lord.
彼此饶恕。
To forgive one another.
彼此原谅。
And to understand one another.
才能够啊，我们的走天国道路比较容易走。
So that it will be an easier path for us as we journey on the road to heaven.
所以以上啊是洗脚里的道理。
So what we have mentioned are the teachings behind foot washing sacrament.
现在呢，我们就要为八位新受洗的这个同龄们来举行洗脚礼。
So now we are going to conduct the foot washing sacrament for the newly baptized members.
鞋子脱掉，袜子脱掉。
So we invite the newly baptized members to remove your shoes and also your socks.
裤管可以稍微拉高一点。
And also to roll up your pants.
那么当圣职人在你面前洗脚的时候，你就心里默祷，感谢神的恩典哦，想象是主耶稣帮你洗脚哦。
So when the minister come and wash your feet, please say a silent prayer and pray in your heart and thanking Lord Jesus who is washing your feet.
会中呢，我们就 不断地唱295首。
And for the congregation, let's continue to sing hymn 295. So praise and thank God, the eight newly baptized members have their feet washed.
啊，现在要看看自己的脚。
So now please look at your own feet.
干不干净？
Are they very clean?
漂不漂亮？
Are they beautiful?
啊，最漂亮的脚。
And they are the most beautiful feet you can see.
因为是主耶稣洗过的。
Because they are being washed by Jesus.
从今之后，这双脚是属于主耶稣的。
So from today on and forevermore, your feet now belong to the Lord Jesus.
让这双脚常常带你去教会。
So let your feet bring you to the church all the time.
让这双脚常常带你去为主耶稣做工。
and let your feet allow you to serve the Lord Jesus all the time.
用这双脚带你走天国的道路。
And bring your feet as you walk along the heavenly path.
啊，这双脚不要再回去走脏的道路了。
So do not allow your feet to go back into the dirt and the mud of the world.
与你们同在。
And may Jesus be with you.
我们洗脚礼就进行到这里。
So now we complete the foot washing sacrament.
需要把时间交给侯长老为我们主持圣餐典礼。
And now we are going to give the rest of the time over to Elder Ho to conduct the Holy Communion sacrament.